But to start with, the National Party, one of three tiny ultra-right-wing groupings which have been on the margins of Czech politics for years now without gaining any significant support, is suddenly making headlines. Ahead of the June general elections, the party is highlighting its anti-Romani, anti-immigration and anti-drug stand. Most recently, the party has shown an active interest in the wartime camp for Romanis at Leti, where 326 people perished and from which over 500 inmates were transported to the gas chamber of Auschwitz. Under the guise of unveiling a memorial stone to World War II victims, the party is spreading the word that Leti was a camp for misfits and those that died there succumbed to common diseases because of their lack of hygiene, not because of the way they were treated. The statements have shocked many Czechs, and Interior Minister František Bublan has asked the police to look into the party's activities and particularly its web pages. The National Party has achieved its goal. It is in the spotlight. But will this tactic pay off? A question for the political analyst Jiří Peher.
Well, I think it may pay off at least in one sense, and that is bringing some attention to this party and perhaps helping them to gain some new members. But I don't think that it will help this party to get to the parliament because they don't have a large enough constituency in Czech society.
What is the point of this provocation at Leti?
Well, I think it is exactly what you imply or are implying in your question, that is a provocation. Groups like these always try to provoke, to stir things up and call attention to themselves, but simply also to destabilize society because these are anti-establishment parties which do not believe in democracy, and that's why they are trying to provoke. So I think that the leaders of this group know very well that this provocation will not really get them to the parliament, but it has gotten them some media attention.
Well, this particular party seems to be operating on the margin of the law, so to speak. They play neo-Nazi bands on the radio station. The Interior Minister, Mr. Bublan, has now asked the police to look into some of their activities. Do you think they may have gone too far?
I personally feel that there are several groups in the Czech Republic that have gone too far, and I think that perhaps the Ministry of Interior as well as police and other institutions are reacting too late. It seems to me that we have seen a number of incidents, for example, concerts organized by the skinhead movement, and we have seen similar provocations by extreme right parties that we are now seeing in Leti. So my opinion is that, yes, they have gone too far, but this is not the first time they have gone too far. And in my opinion, the institutions or the authorities in the Czech Republic should be more forceful.
That was Jiří Peher, the political analyst, talking to my colleague Daniela Lazarová. Well, the National Party wants to unveil its controversial stone at the site of the Leti camp this Saturday. The local authorities do not want their presence there and have asked for the stone to be removed from their property. The police are expected to be out in force to keep things under control. Radio Prague is sending out a reporter and will keep you informed about the developments.